And it's time once again for the Community Connection right here on WFIW AM 1390 103.3 FM. I'm your host, Jeremy Smith, being joined today by Megan Jackson, the sales manager of Wonderworks Branson. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Wonderworks, what exactly is Wonderworks?
So for anybody who's never been to a Wonderworks before, we consider ourselves to be an indoor museum for your mind. We really base a lot of what we do on edutainment, so a mix of education and entertainment. Everything we have here in Branson, we have three levels, over 100 hands-on and interactive exhibits. We also have some that are considered rides and simulators. So we're just really trying to challenge everybody's mind and spark your imagination. We focus on STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math. Most recently, we have incorporated the A for art, so we are officially a STEAM-driven attraction.
Wow. I wasn't aware that there even was such a thing that close to our area here in Southern Illinois. Being a lover of science, I was drawn to the information that I received about your Sphere We Go exhibit that was, about the last week of March, I guess, when that opened up.
Yeah, it's our newest exhibit that we have that we just unveiled not too long ago. Earlier April is when we unveiled it. So that particular exhibit really focuses on the Earth's layers. So we touch on the hydrosphere, atmosphere, geosphere, and biosphere. So anybody who visits that exhibit, that's going to be located on our third level, which we also reference as our basement. We are the upside down house, so our third level is our basement level. When they get to the Sphere We Go exhibit, they'll learn about those layers and how all those layers interact with each other. It features a lot of content and images. We have you watch a high definition video to really get that visual explanation of all those layers. So it's also in a 3D hologram style viewing. So you don't need any special glasses. You can just stand there and watch how all of those levels interact with one another.
So 3D hologram, and you don't need the 3D glasses. That's fascinating.
Correct.
That is fascinating. Now let's talk a little bit about STEM itself, STEM education. I know you mentioned briefly that it focuses on teaching, you know, math and sciences, real-world applications. Can you give us a little more in-depth for the listeners that maybe they've got kids but they've never heard of a STEM program? And is this something that's pretty common, or is this something that's mainly in specific areas?
Well, STEM is very important in general, whether it be in your work life or even in your school life. STEM field is extremely important. So all of those careers that fall within the science, technology, engineering, and math, we are just opening the doors to an inside attraction that allows for everybody to experience all of those things by playing. So seeing, touching, hearing, whatever they come in contact here with is going to offer them that STEM experience, but they're going to have fun doing it. So, for example, we have a lot of school groups that like to come in for field trips. And if I have a fifth grade teacher ask me, well, what exactly are my students going to get out of this? I can send them that grade level alignment to show them how every exhibit falls within their possible curriculum that they are with. So if we have a science class come in, I can send them those exhibits that explain to them how it's falling within that category.
Now, how did you come up with the name Sphere We Go?
So we actually put that out to be voted on with employees. So it was Sphere We Go was the winner. So we had a few different options, and that was the one that they chose. So that's the one we went with.
What were some of the other options? Do you remember?
We had, I want to say, Get Out of Sphere and Sphere Not These Earthly Layers, I believe, were the other two.
I like that one. It's a mouthful, but I like that. Sphere Not These Earthly Layers. Now, explain how the Sphere We Go, I know you said that it explores the different layers, whether it be the atmosphere, the geosphere, or the biosphere. Mm-hmm. Explain how you can take an exhibit like this and you can bring it into terminology that the younger kids can appreciate and understand.
So I can tell you, I've you know, watched the exhibit myself, and when you're able to stand and watch how they're referencing what takes place in each of those layers, it really does help things make sense. It gives you that bigger picture as far as how high do the astronauts go, how high are our satellites, what happens when you get to this layer. So it would take you kind of coming in and listening to the demonstration itself, but also visually being able to see what is taking place in each of those layers.
Fascinating. Now, is this, you said this is your newest attraction. How many attractions overall do you all have at WonderWorks?
Well, exhibits, we have over 100 hands-on and interactive exhibits. We have a couple that, are, like I had mentioned, are considered rides and simulators. We have something called the 360 bikes. Those fall within kind of our first level floor of physics with the pendulum. So you get on a set of bikes and you pedal and you go all the way head over heels up and around. We have our gyroscope, which is kind of an astronaut simulating experience. You get in to really kind of get that grasp on what the astronauts feel. So you just get in that ball and you just continue to spin. We have our roller coaster simulators. You can get in the simulator and feel as if you're on a real roller coaster. So we have over 100 hands-on and interactive exhibits, but those are just a few of our larger rides, as we consider them, that we also have available.
And these are at the Branson location. What other locations
Correct.
Do you have, and are they all pretty well uniform, or does each location have its own unique exhibits?
Both. So WonderWorks is the same concept in general. Each of our attractions is going to offer a few different things here and there, but it is the same concept. So you walk in either to two or three levels, depending on the building. We have six total. We have Orlando. We have Myrtle Beach, Pigeon Forge, Panama City Beach, Syracuse, New York, and Branson, Missouri. So WonderWorks does really well at really basing it on the locale that they're in. So the story of the Branson WonderWorks is Professor Wonder, who is our scientist, had his science lab in the Bermuda Triangle, and he was working on harnessing the power of his man-made tornado inside of his science lab, and it got out of his control, and it lifted his science lab and blew it all the way to Branson, Missouri, where it dumped it upside down on a fishing lodge. So being that we are in the Ozarks here, the fishing lodge makes sense. And then once inside, you'll see where we have several other exhibits that really pay homage to the history of Branson as well as the Ozark area that we live in. And, of course, you're not going to see those same exhibits in the Florida locations, the Myrtle Beach locations. So each location does offer its own special touch on where they're based out of.
Interesting. Now, you said earlier that you had homeschool, or not, I'm sorry, let me start that sentence over. You said earlier you had school days where students would come in, take part in these exhibits,
yeah.
get to experience everything that's going on around them. What other type of activities do you have there at WonderWorks Branson?
So we like to say that we're for all ages, 2 to 102. Whether you're familiar or not with the STEM focus or the curriculum that falls within the building, you're still going to come in and have a good time. Being, like I said, in the Ozark area and in Branson, Missouri specifically, Branson is very big on faith, family, and flag. So we do a very good job at highlighting those inside of our attraction. We do partner with the U.S. Army. We also partner with NASA. When you come into WonderWorks here, you're going to see some history of Branson exhibits. Our location sits on what once was the Bald Knobbers Theater for 50-plus years in Branson. So we have some bricks inside of this attraction that is autographed by that family to pay homage to that history. Like I said, we have some Branson history as far as where Branson came from, what we were known for back in the day. And then we also really focus a lot on our military. So we offer our American Pride Theater where we can go in, sit, and watch some highlight videos of some past American history, which is wonderful. We have our military room where somebody can go in and see what it's like to wear some virtual goggles and experience making decisions as somebody in the military would. You can also go in and maybe take some PT challenges to see how strong you are And so we really just highlight those specifics at our attraction as well. So all ages, art, we have an illusional art gallery that we love for our guests to walk through. And that would be the A part of STEAM.
Wow. Sounds like you guys have a lot of things going on over there in Branson.
We do. We recommend a good few hours on the floor. Once you're inside, we do really recommend allowing yourself the time to explore all three levels.
I'll have to keep that in mind when I head over that way to make sure I've got a good chunk of my day clear, because I don't want to miss anything while I'm there. It sounds like it's
right. Fascinating
on every level, whether it be the basement, mm-hmm. which you say is in the third floor. That's intriguing to me. The upside down house.
That's
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, how have you all favored with the COVID shutdown? Because I know a lot of places like this have been hurting the past year with, you know, mm-hmm. shutdowns and social distancing and limits on the amount of attendees. How's that affected you all? And do you see it coming back quicker, or do you think it's going to take a while to get back to where you wanted to be originally? How's that affecting you?
Well, ironically, we were actually scheduled to open our building to the public in April of last year. Literally the weekend that we were supposed to open our doors to the public for the first time was the weekend that the shutdown took place. So our team, as prepared as we were, did have to take some additional time off and then come back ready to open the doors under the new guidelines that, you know, no businesses anticipate having to change to operate under, let alone opening within. So that's been really interesting for us. But I like to think we actually had kind of that head start for some. We had that ability to throw those in, the safety guidelines in before we even opened our doors. So we ultimately were prepared when we did open the doors. So we really, of course, follow all the CDC guidelines and recommendations. We have all of the postings here on our website as well as on site. So we take all the precautions that the CDC recommends, you know, and then just continue to do our best to have the guests feel as safe as possible.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm looking forward to getting to Branson and seeing this. I was not aware that you all had been affected that greatly by the shutdown, that it actually pushed your opening off by a year. So it's going to be amazing to get in and
see.
Well,
not a year. I'm sorry. It pushed us off just for about 6 weeks to 2 months. We opened June 5th of last year.
Okay.
So our first summer being open was in the midst of the pandemic, but we really have started, you know, it's just kind of second nature to us now to be open in the midst of a pandemic. So
gotcha.
It's kind of what our normal is, because we don't know any different.
I see. I misunderstood when you said that you were supposed to open last April. I just did the math real quick in my head and thought, oh, wow, it's been a year of shutdown. But you all did at least get a little bit of business in during that time frame. Apologize for the confusion
mm-hmm,
there.
We did.
That's now, good. For those that might want more information about WonderWorks Branson, is there a particular mm-hmm. website or social media account that we can drive our listeners towards?
There is. Yeah, absolutely. So we're on Facebook, Twitter. Our main website, you can reach us at wonderworksonline.com/Branson. That'll take you directly to our Branson location. Or if they're interested in any other locations that we offer, they can just go to wonderworksonline.com and select the location from there that they're interested in. And that website will also give everybody the prices, ticket information, hours that we're open. And we are open 365 days a year.
Wow. And what are your hours of operation?
Currently, and this is something that will change, you know, based on the season that we're in. Currently, Monday through Thursday, we're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. On the weekends, we're open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And on Sundays, 11 to 7.
Oh, wow. So a lot of
availability. Those hours will be expanded. Yeah. And those hours will be expanded here in the coming days. So we just always encourage everybody to check our website or our Facebook page for the most up-to-date information.
Fantastic. We appreciate the updated information, and we will make sure that everybody knows to go over to your Facebook page and keep up to date with what's going on. Before we go, location. Let's talk location real quick. I know Branson's a pretty sizable place now. A lot of activities go on there, a lot of excitement in the area. Where specifically in Branson are you located?
We are located on the Strip. Our address is 2835 West 76 Country Boulevard. So as long as they're driving down the Strip, it's really hard to miss us, even if they don't know the address.
Well, there you go. If it's easy to find, then you can't ask for anything more than that.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate all the work that you're doing over there. We want you to keep in touch with us and give us updates as things progress to let us know what other exhibits come along the way, how you all are affected as life goes back to normal post-COVID world, and anything else as well. In the meantime, we want to encourage everyone to head over, like we said, go to wonderworksonline.com/Branson, follow at Wonderworks Branson on Facebook, or at Wonderworks BR on Twitter, as well as at Wonderworks_BR on Instagram. I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Megan. It's been a lot of information in a short time, and I look forward to getting there in person, as I'm sure our listeners are too. Thanks so much for joining us.
We would be happy to have all of you. Thank you, Jeremy.
That's all the time we've got today for the Community Connection. I am Jeremy Smith. My guest today has been Megan Jackson, the sales manager for Wonderworks Branson, and you've been listening to The Community Connection right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. As always, you can go to our website, wfiwradio.com, click on the About Us tab, and select Community Connection from the drop-down menu to listen to this or other past episodes archived on the site. Again, for myself, for my guest, and for the rest of the crew here at the Community Connection, have a great rest of your day.